My name is Alex Pardo, and this is episode 364 coming at you with straight fire.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. How you doing, my friends? It is great to be back with another masterclass here. And guys, I am interviewing Rod Kleef. If you don't know Rod, he is probably one of the most passionate, inspiring people we've probably had on the show here. And this is episode 364, so I think that's saying something. Many of you might know Rod Kleef as the multifamily guy. He's got one of the largest multifamily communities out there on Facebook. Has owned over 2,000 houses and apartment buildings and has built over 20-something businesses, many of the of which are multi-million dollar businesses. That's not what we're talking about today. Today, we're talking about the psychology of success. And when I tell you, you're about to figure this out, but Rod oozes passion and energy and the desire to want to help you. And so we just spent the next, you're going to spend the next 35 minutes with us here. And we're going to be dissecting the psychology of success. He's going to be sharing with you his unique goal setting process, which he shares at his live events. And, you know, this is one of those episodes where I took a page full of notes and I picked up on several things. And, you know, when you hear psychology of success, you might default to, oh, I don't want to talk about mindset, or I don't want to talk about, even though, as you're about to hear, mindset is 80 to 90% of the game. We're not going to be talking about multifamily on this particular episode. He's got plenty of content on that on his podcast and on YouTube. We're going to be dissecting and talking about something that's going to have a far bigger impact on your life. And I'm just excited to have had the opportunity to have Rod on the show. And I'm really even more excited about what you're about to hear, because I know for a fact it's going to have a massive impact on your life if you actually just do something with it. So my friends, without further ado, Mr. Rod Kleef. My friends, welcome back to the Flip Empire Show. And if this is your first time joining in, you have chosen one hell of a podcast episode to do that. I have my friend, Mr. Rod Kleef, somebody who, in my opinion, needs zero introduction. And somebody who, you know, I subscribe to a handful of podcasts. And his podcast is, in my opinion, one of the very best out there, not just because of the content he puts out, the people he interviews, but just his passion, his energy to want to help people. His mindset when it comes to just genuinely want to bring people up. And he has a fascinating story. And while Rod is known as the multifamily guy in many circles, that's not really what we're going to talk about. Plug into Rod's podcast. We'll include the link in the show notes page. But we're really going to be talking about psychology and the mindset, and we're going to relate to his story. And I don't even want to tease you with it now. I want to kind of kick it over to my friend, Mr. Rod. And first off, brother, thank you for taking the time. I was just sharing with you that background is breathtaking. So
thank you, bro.
Thank you so much,
man. Do you put these out on YouTube so that people can watch them as well, or just on iTunes?
I will be putting it out on YouTube. Right now we're recording the videos, but I'll soon be launching a YouTube channel.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I put mine out on YouTube and I was blown away that they were watched for 30,000 hours last year. I was like, holy shit. I had no idea, you know, because the team just does it. But anyway, yeah. Well, listen, I really appreciate you having me here, brother. And let me tell a little bit of my story, because I think,
please,
you know, it is a little painful, but it's inspiring. And hopefully I think it'll add some value to your listeners. So, you know, I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old. with my brother Albert, my mother Zvancha, came over on a big ship, and we ended up in Denver, Colorado. And I immigrated from Holland. Actually, I'm half Dutch. And so we ended up in Denver, Colorado, where I lived for the next 30 years. And we didn't have much. Okay, I wore clothes from the Goodwill and the Salvation Army through junior high school until I got a job and I could buy my own clothes. And you know, we ate expired food. I remember going to the day-old bread store because it was half price, and we, you know, powdered milk because my mom thought milk was healthy at the time. And, you know, and so we struggled. And I'm sure that you've got listeners that have it harder than I did or had it harder than I did. The reason I bring that up is I knew I wanted more. Mm-hmm. And my mom babysat kids, so we'd have enough money to eat. So we always had a house full of kids she was babysitting. And with her babysitting money, she bought the house across the street from us when I was about 14 for around $30,000. Now, this is back in 1974, so, you know, give me a little poetic license on the exact amount. Okay. So there might have been 32, whatever, but around 30,000. But I do remember this. When I was 17, she told me it had gone up $20,000 in her sleep. And I'm like, what? You didn't do anything? You made 20 grand? I'm like, I'm getting into real estate. Screw college. I'm not going to college. I went right into real estate. So I got my broker's license right when I turned 18. And back then, you could do it with education. You didn't need experience. They got mm-hmm. smart. Now you have to actually have some experience before you can be a broker. But I became a broker right when I turned 18. And I was going to be rich, okay? So I got a bus bench, put it down to the end of the street with my mom's with my picture on it. And made my mom proud, but didn't do a damn thing for me. So my first year, I maybe made $8,000 to $10,000. My second year, maybe $10,000 to $12,000. But my third year, I made over $100,000, which back in 1981 was a decent chunk of change. So what happened between year two and year three? So what happened, and this is what I love talking about on my show and at my live events, is I discovered the psychology of success. And that mindset and psychology truly is 80 to 90% of your success in anything. You Absolutely. Know, the real estate stuff that we talk about on our shows, Alex, is 10 to 20% of it, because so many people have the knowledge, but they don't take action with what they know. They have limiting beliefs. They have fear, or even worse, they're comfortable. You know, the comfort zone's a warm place, but not a damn thing freaking grows there. That's right. You know, so you got to get uncomfortable to make it happen. So I discovered mindset, and, you know, fast forward to today, I've owned 2,000 houses that I rented long-term. I've had multiple apartment complexes. In 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept.
Wow. Incredible.
And when that happens, at least in my case, people could tend to get a big head. You know, you do the math, it's $8,300 an hour. Of course I did, you know, over a whole year. And I thought I was a real estate freaking god. My head got so big, I could barely fit it through a door. And when that happens, typically, God of the universe will give you a smackdown. And for me, that was 2008. I got my ass handed to me. I mean, I lost that $17 million, a whole lot more. I had a $50 million, I call them seminar. I don't call it failure. It's only a failure if you don't get back up or you fail to learn the lesson.
That's right.
And so I lost $50 million back in 2008 and 2009. And so what I like to talk about, if you'll humor me a little, Alex, is the mindset it took to have $50 million to lose in the first place, but then a mindset it took to get back to the success that I have today. And a lot of people lose that kind of money. They don't get back up. I mean, you know, in the depression, I mean, there's stories of people jumping out of buildings that lost everything. So, and I will tell you, I hit underneath a rock for a couple months. All you can see is my little eyeball poking out because I was freaking miserable. But the way I was able to pull out of it was knowing what I wanted and knowing why I wanted it, to get back on the saddle again and make it happen. So if you'll allow me, you know, one of the things I do at my live events and with my coaching students, I take them through kind of a goal setting. It's a kind of a goal setting workshop on steroids, and I can do it in just a few minutes, at least describe it. So is that okay? You want me to
do that? I would love that.
All right. So if you're listening, if you have an opportunity to take some notes, please do that, because you're going to want to do it like I'm describing here. It's extremely powerful. So what you want to do is you want to pick an hour when you have a lot of energy. Okay. So don't do it after a meal. Make sure you're well hydrated. You're drinking lots of water. Let me get a drink myself.
Okay. By the way, I'm taking notes here as you're going as well.
Awesome. Well, anyway, so pick an hour, you got a lot of energy, and sit down and write down every freaking thing you want in life, okay? The big things, the little things, all the stuff, The houses. Where do you want houses? I want to have a house in France. Where do you want houses? You want, you know, the cars, the jet skis, the boats. I went to the Fort Lauderdale boat show 2 days ago, and I'm going to explain why that's a big deal, because my goals have changed. But you know, all the stuff, write it down. And I'm going to buy jet skis actually probably tomorrow. But whatever it is, the stuff, write it down. Write down how much money you want in the bank in a couple years, how much money you want in the bank in 10 years. Write down how much cash flow you want from your real estate assets in a few years and then in 10 years. Write down everything you want to do. You know, maybe you want to climb a mountain, or maybe you want to write a book, or, you know, me, I jumped out of a perfectly good airplane a few months ago. Won't do it again, but I did it. And so write down everything you want to do. Write down also what you want to learn. You know, maybe you want to learn a foreign language. I'm going to learn how to play the drums. I'm going to learn how to fly a helicopter. Got to see helicopters at the boat show the other day. And I've got a drum set. My wife bought me a drum set. It's in one of the other buildings here in my compound. And I don't even know what end of the friggin' sticks to use yet, but I'm gonna learn how to play the drums. So whatever you want. So it's everything you want to do, be, or have. Write it down. What you want to learn, what you want to do, what you want to have. And guys, okay, take the freaking lid off your brain. If you can write it down and imagine it, you can get it. Okay. There is literally nothing you cannot do. And the simple act of writing it down, what it does, it triggers something called your reticular activating system. Now, what that is, it's a filter in your brain that subconsciously filters out and gives and has you focus on what it thinks is most important to you. And the greatest example of this in work is when you first buy a vehicle, or you really buy anything, you don't really notice them, and then you see them everywhere. Were they there before? Sure they were. But your brain now knows they're important to you. By writing your goals down, it triggers this. Now, I know if you're listening to this, you probably do your goals. But I'm going to tell you, do it this way. It's more powerful. Just trust me on this. Okay, so you've written down everything you could think. Oh, also write down who you want to help. Okay, it's not just about you. Write down, you know, who you're going to help. I bought my parents a house 10 years ago, bought them a car, took them on cruises. Who Amazing. Do you want to help? Write that down. Maybe the community, maybe you're someone in your family, whatever. And then once you can't think of another thing, and by the way, if you're analytical, don't stop and analyze this shit. Just keep writing it until you can't think of another thing. Okay. You can scratch it out later. All right. Then once you're done, it's now you've got a bunch of dreams written there. You got to make them goals. To make them goals, they have to be measurable. So you're going to put a timeline on each one of those goals and put how many years it's going to take you to achieve it. So put a 1, a 3, a 5, a 10, even a 20. Remembering that as human beings, we will overestimate what we can do in a year and massively underestimate what we can accomplish in 10 or 20 years. I'll give you an example of this. When I was 18, I knew I wanted to live on the beach. I saw pictures of beaches and palm trees, and there's no beach in Denver. And I'm like, I'm going to live on the beach. So I got, you know, I had posters in my bedroom of beach and palm trees and stuff. And, you know, 20 years later, I built this magnificent mansion on the beach, 10,000 square feet, $8 million house. In fact, when you watch this on YouTube, it's on the island. You can see the island behind me over the water. That's where my house used to be.
Amazing.
It still is. But anyway, I mean, this place was magnificent. But it was unthinkable when I was 18. So the point in this is take the lid off your brain. Just imagine if you write it down, you'll get it, because that starts the process. All right. So now you've put a number by each goal. And the next thing I want you to do is pick your number one goal. I mean, that goal that when you get it, you're like, oh my God, this is freaking amazing. That goal. Write that down, put it on another piece of paper. Now, I also want you to pick your top 3 1-year goals. Put those on another piece of paper. So you've got 4 goals on a separate sheet of paper. Leave some room in between them. Now, most people stop here. As a matter of fact, most people don't even get this far. Okay, most people spend more time planning a freaking Christmas or a birthday party than they do designing their lives. Guys, you're this so is right. designing your life, okay? Yep. So you've got these 4 goals, your number one goal and your top 3 1-year goals. Now, the goals are great. They're important. They will pull you. They will push you. They will compel you. But what the real fuel is in articulating why they're an absolute must, not a should. Okay. We say, I should do this. I should lose weight. I should be a better father. We end up shooting all over ourselves. We got to make it an absolute must. Okay. So write down why it's a must. Things like, so I can show my wife what success looks like. So I can show my husband what success looks like. So I can show my kids what success really is. So we can live the life of our dreams, so we can have total freedom, freedom to do whatever we want, whenever we want, wherever we want, you know, bring whoever we want, whatever it is for you, write it down and use emotionally charged words. Words are very powerful. So use words like amazing and beautiful and magnificent and incredible, because words will move you. Okay. And once you've got some positive reasons why it's an absolute must for you to achieve your goals, I want you to take it one step further. Put a little pain in there if you don't achieve them. Put things like, so I don't feel like a failure, so I don't fail my spouse, so I don't fail my children, so I don't live a life of regret. Make it painful, because as human beings, we will do more to avoid pain than gain pleasure. Use it. Right. This is the fuel. This is the fuel to get you to stay up late to work your dream, get up early to work your dream, to take massive action, to get back up when you get your nose bloodied, which inevitably will happen. That's just life, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the fuel to get you going. This is the fuel to get you uncomfortable, okay? Because, you know, if you're willing to live like most people can't for or won't, for a few years, you'll leave like most people can't for the rest of your life. So just, you know, this is the fuel. So you've written down some positive and some negative reasons why. Like, so I don't live a life of regret. You know, there was a nurse in Australia named Bronnie Ware. Okay. And she was a hospice nurse. So she counseled people at the end of their lives. And she asked them some questions. She just asked them one question. What are your biggest regrets in life? She wrote a book about it. It's called The Five Regrets of Dying. You know what the number one regret was, Alex? It was not living my life, not living the life I should have lived, not, you know, living someone else's life, not living up to my freaking expectations to know what I'm capable of. Guys, we don't want any freaking regrets, okay? And this is the fuel to make sure that doesn't happen. So, last thing, you've got your goals, you've got your whys. Get pictures of your freaking goals. Here's why. Let me give you some examples. I'll give you some personal, I'll give you a couple public examples. Jim Carrey, flat broke. Wrote himself a check for $10 million. Put on there for services rendered with a little smiley face. In fact, he buried it with his father because his father believed in his dream. And he used to go up to the Hollywood sign, flat broke. He'd look at it, he'd visualize cashing it. And that's how much he made for Dumb and Dumber. Okay, guys, this shit works, okay? I went to look at yachts in Fort Lauderdale 2 days ago because I'm going to get a yacht. I'm either going to buy one or I'm going to rent one because I'm going around the Mediterranean for 3 months.
I love Spain,
Greece, Italy, Croatia. I'm gonna do it. And so that's how you make it happen. And I'll give you some personal examples as well.
Please do.
Okay. So when I was 18, I got my broker's license. Okay, I'm gonna be a real estate broker and sell people houses. So I figured I better get a 4-door car. So I bought this Ford 4-door Granada, bench seats in the front, just the ugliest freaking thing you ever saw in your life. Okay, but I needed a 4-door car. It looked, you know, like it was professional, but it was so freaking ugly. But I worked with a guy that had a Corvette, had two of them actually, and let me drive one. And that's a critical piece, that experiential piece. I got to feel it. So I went, and that's why I went in yachts 2 days ago, walking around in a video and sitting in the chair, you know, looking at the desk, pretending I'm in there and I'm writing it, because guys, this stuff works. Experience it as much as you can. Go view the open house or the house you want to live in or something like it. Go test drive the car. Very powerful. So he let me drive the Corvette. I went out and got a picture. This is before you could spell internet. This was years ago, and internet hadn't been thought of. I got a picture out of a magazine of a Corvette. Put it on the visor of this bone ugly 4-door Granada. So every time I got in, it was right there in my face. Within a year or two, I had a beautiful Corvette. I'll give you a couple more examples, but understand this is not me bragging, because the stuff I'm going to describe here doesn't even interest me anymore. But it's great. I'm hoping it inspires you to recognize the value of using these visuals. So this was back when the TV show Magnum PI was out. Alex, before you were born, probably. The actor's name was Tom Selleck. Okay, yeah. He was a detective, and he drove this awesome Ferrari 308. And I thought that was the hottest freaking car I'd ever seen. So I got a picture of that actual car, and I put it on the visor of my Corvette. Within a year or two, I had a Maserati. It looked just like this Ferrari, just gorgeous, red. Last example, car example. I'm the guy that always wanted a Lamborghini, okay? Back in when I was young, it was the Countach, and it was, you know, and I got my whole bedroom was covered with posters of the, you know, I got at Spencer Gifts of the Lamborghini Countach with the hot babes in the bikinis and the car washing and all that shit. I had all of that, you know, in my room. Okay, but what's interesting is my son, when he was 9 years old, collected models of exotic cars, and he had a model of the exact same color and style Lamborghini that I ended up buying, which I ultimately wrecked, but it wasn't my fault. But anyway, yeah, I'm actually thinking about doing it again just because I love looking at them. It's not even more than driving them. I love the beauty of, beautiful things, hot motorcycles, hot cars. But anyway, pictures work, guys. That's the point. In fact, let me show you something. You guys can't see this, but I'm going to show Alex, and when he puts this on YouTube, you'll see it. I use a paper planner, okay? In the back of this thing, this is today, in the back of this thing, I've got pictures that have been in here for 20 years. They're in plastic. The first pictures are my gratitude pictures, or pictures of my kids when they were young, and things I'm grateful for. Guys, everything starts from a place of gratitude. It's foundational. Use gratitude. It's the most powerful emotion we have, okay? And then there's the things that I wanted. So this picture here, you can see at the top, is just like the view looked like at that house I built on the beach. I had 10-foot high glass, it was 80 feet long. This is before I did it, okay? The bottom picture looks just like the compound that I live in now. You can see it behind me. You can see the wall. See the wall behind me there?
Yep.
It's the same wall that's in this freaking picture that was in here 20 years ago, okay? This stuff works. And then, you know, let's see. Stupid shit like watches. I got a couple $100,000 of watches. The Lamborghini before I ever got it. The Rolls, the Bentley, all before I ever got them because I had pictures. Guys, this stuff works, okay? So go out there, go on Google, find pictures that resonate with you. You know, go to Walgreens, have them blown up. If you look around me on the wall, you know, on the walls in my office, in my exercise room, you'll see the pictures that matter to me now. I got pictures of yachts, you know, and things that I'm interested in now.
Yeah.
Guys, trust this because it works, okay? If you're analytical and you're going, oh, this is a little too foofy, you're making a big mistake, my friend. That's all I can tell you. Because this is how I got back out from underneath that rock I was hiding under to you know, get back to the success that I have now. You can see the compound I live in now. It's six buildings. You know, I got a giant guest house. I got a giant main house, two-bedroom guest house on the water. It's spectacular, the view. You can see it's like a park. I've got an exercise facility. I've got a media center with a theater room and a video studio, and I go on and on. And it's just, because God's got a sense of humor. I can see the old house that I built across the bay here. It's right out my backyard that I lost. Yeah. But
you know, Rod, a couple of things. First of all, there's so much to unpack here, right? And I want to say that listening to you several times, I got chills from your passion and your energy, because you can tell you're passionate and you truly believe this. But you know what's more impressive to me? First of all, the material things are amazing. And if you want that, it's out there, go get it. What's more impressive to me is the type of person you have to become and the journey in order to be able to receive those things.
Let me say something to that. And this is, I do this in my live events. I just don't typically get into it here. But that's one of the things I have you do. After you do your goals, you write down the person it would take to achieve those goals. Driven, loving, happy, focused, a leader. Write down those qualities that you have to own. They're already inside of you. You just got to own them to achieve those goals. The person that got you here is not going to get you there. Okay. So and that's one of the things that's funny you said that. I do that at my live events. I have you write down the person you have to embody to achieve those magnificent goals you just wrote down.
Yep.
I'm really glad you said that, Alex, because that's so critical, because the more you identify with that person, another exercise we do in my events is we have you write down your identity, okay? And it's an identity statement. You start with I am, and anything you put the words I am in front of is an identity statement. There's no greater force in the human psyche than the need to remain consistent with how we identify ourselves. So you use this, you articulate and get clarity on the person it's going to take, so that it pulls you into it. You know, another exercise we do is I have you write down your perfect day. From the minute you get up to the minute you go to bed, you know, what you do, who you spend time with, who you love, who you help, and articulate that, because it pulls you into it.
Yeah.
You know, my events, it's drinking through a fire hose for 3 days of talking about multifamily, and I don't bring in a bunch of speakers to sell you crap. It's just me for 3 days. But I get into this mindset stuff because, you know, so many people, they'll go to an event and 90% of them don't do a damn thing with it.
Yeah.
Not on my watch, brother. Okay. I'm going to kick your ass across the finish line. But you got to be able to visualize it and manifest it and push through the fear and push through the limiting beliefs. And it's all mindset.
So you led me right where I was going to go next. What I find is that when I talk to people, they've heard a lot of this stuff before, but yet most of them have never done anything with it. And I think it boils down to fear. Talk about overcoming fear.
Oh yeah. Now let me share something with you. Okay.
Please.
Let me share something with you. And it ties into goals. So let me, it's going to be a long answer. Well, not, I mean, just wordy, but all of us have limiting beliefs and fears. Mine was, how can I show them I'm good enough? So let me give you an example. I built that house on the beach. You can't see it in the visual behind me because it's off to the left a little bit, but magnificent. I mean, freaking, I worked 20 years for this thing. Okay. Giant waterfall, like 10 feet wide into the pool. You had to walk through the waterfall to get in the pool. I had tens of thousands of dollars worth of trees that I bought special that bent out over the pool. So you're like under the trees. And I mean, the pool is in magazines. Another waterfall from the spa. I'm in this pool 2 months after I built the house. Only 2 months after I built it. My family's inside sleeping, or really 2 months after we moved in. But my family's inside sleeping. Pool's changing colors at nights, fiber optic lighting. It's warm. And I'm floating in this pool 2 months after I built it. And I got depressed. And I mean really freaking bummed. And that's why I wanted to share with you around goals, because it's so relevant. When I look back on that, there were two things going on. One was, never achieve a big goal without having other goals up lined up behind it. Because like the good book says, without a vision, the people perish. You got to have a vision for the future. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do now? And so that was one of the things. But a bigger thing was, I had been totally focused on me, okay? Totally focused on Rod. I was narcissistic. I'd built this house. I mean, I could go on and on about this place. I had a giant spiral staircase up through the middle. On the second floor, I had an aquarium custom made that curved around the staircase. The aquarium was almost 200 grand. So it gives you an idea of the house. Okay. This house was amazing. So I finished this thing 2 months after and I'm depressed. And I had been totally focused on me, proving to the world I was good enough, proving the world I mattered. In fact, I didn't think I was good enough. In fact, I used to ask myself the question, how can I show them I'm good enough? That was my question, which presupposed I wasn't. So that year, this was almost 20 years ago, I went and saw Tony Robbins. And guys, if you haven't a chance to see him, just freaking do it. Just trust me.
My wife and I are going to date with Destiny next month.
Oh, dude, I have gone to date with Destiny, and I'm not exaggerating, about 16 times. Okay.
16?
I'm exaggerating. It was my gift to myself every year for 11 years. Then they invited me to work with him. And yeah, I've been following Tony for 20 years. Okay.
Amazing.
I may go in December again. I could teach it. I've been it enough times. I could do a damn good job teaching it. But I keep going because I'm always working on it. You know, guys, we are a work in progress. Happiness does not come from the goals, as evidenced by what I just said. Happiness comes from continual progress.
Bingo. But
I want to get back to finishing my story. So I went and saw Tony, and I had been focused on me, you know, prove the world I'm good enough. Rod, Rod, Rod. And I saw Tony. I found out he fed families for the holidays. And so I'm like, that's really cool. Do something for somebody else. What a concept. And so I come home and I decide to feed five families. And third family changed my life, man. I mean, this lady, I was in this one bedroom shack piece of shit house. I mean, it wasn't even a real one bedroom. She had five kids. We called a church to find out who really need help. She was one of them. And so she said this big box of food. It was for Thanksgiving. In fact, we're feeding 1,000 families in 2 weeks or 3 weeks for Thanksgiving again.
Incredible.
She comes out, she sees the food. She sees the frozen turkey, the roast. We bought a roasting pan, toys for the kids. We found out she had kids. She starts crying. She sees all that. Her kids come out. The older ones start crying. I start crying. And I'm blessed to say, Alex, we have now fed over 70,000 children for the holidays over the last, you know, almost 20 years. I've done thousands of backpacks filled with school supplies. I've done thousands of teddy bears to the local police departments. We just gave over, I don't know, 800 to Bradenton here, local county sheriff's office, for their officers to keep in their vehicles when they encounter a child that needs to be comforted. And guys, the point I'm trying to make here, I know if you listen to Alex, you want success, and you may not feel you're there yet. But I'm here to tell you, you need to incorporate giving back right now. I don't care if it hurts, give back in some fashion, because it will accelerate your success.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Also, you don't want to be like I was, man, where, and I interview people on my show. I've interviewed, you know, literally mega millionaires on my show. And I could see sometimes that they're like I was, they're totally focused on themselves. And it's painful to see, you know, because that's not a life. That's not success. Success without giving back is not freaking success, guys. So make sure you incorporate it. Very, very important. But
Rod, we mentioned Tony Robbins. I think it was him that said it, or maybe it was somebody else, but life is more about what you give than so much more than what
whatever you give, you get. You want love, give love. You want happiness, give happiness. You want money, give money or your time. And it comes back freaking 1,000-fold. I mean, it just, dude, I started my podcast. I'm about to hit 7 million downloads. And, you know, want to make God laugh, tell me your plans kind of a thing, because that's really what it is. I used to tell people on my first episodes, I'll never sell you anything. I'm a freaking liar now, because when I hit a million downloads, I got to do something with this. And so now I do live events. I speak to thousands of people a year. I've got coaching students. I mean, it's my greatest gift. You can see it if I tilt it here. I've got like two or three of those. My whole wall is covered with thank you cards from people whose lives I've been impacted. It's my greatest gift in life. And I'm sure you feel the same way, brother.
Absolutely.
You get the love and the feedback from people who you've impacted. I mean, that's a freaking
life. It fires me up. It energizes me when a random stranger reach out to me and says, this episode or this podcast has had a big impact on my life and business. I mean, it gives me chills.
Dude, I literally, and I'm not exaggerating, this is not ego because it's a blessing for me. I literally hear from minimum of 2 to 4 or 5 people a day that tell me, you know, thank me in some fashion. I get handwritten thank you cards. I get emails. I get DMs. I get Instagram. I mean, that's a life, guys. So again, give back in some fashion, add value in some fashion. The most successful, wealthiest people on the planet are the ones that add the most value. When you focus on adding value, you will be a freaking success. Okay. Whatever vehicle you use, it doesn't matter if it's real estate, if it's multifamily real estate, for God's sakes, come see me at one of my live events. I'm in Los Angeles next, rodinlosangeles.com.
January, right?
I got a free gift too. I used to give away my book. It's on Amazon now. I gave away 20,000 copies of my 200-page book, and my team was finally like, hey, stupid, let's make some money with this. So I put it on Amazon. And now I've got this workbook, and I'll give it to your listeners for free. It's if you're into multifamily. Now, this is for multifamily. I know you're primarily single family audience, but this is like the due diligence checklist on steroids. It's 67 pages. It's not fluffy like a lot of the shit people have you download. This is every question you could ever possibly ask if you're going to buy an apartment building or a duplex or whatever. It doesn't matter the size. So you don't make a mistake. We use this every day. I can't even tell you how many hours on creating this. And it's free. Just go to rodcleef.com. It's a free download. It's a no-brainer. It'll really help you if you're into multifamily. But I'd love to put a plug in for my podcast. I interview experts, of course, like you do. But every week I also do, and if you're going to stick with single family, this is for you. Every week I do a mindset piece. I do a piece on, I call it Own Your Power. And we talk about every possible subject on mindset. They're motivating. It's to motivate you because you got to keep that good stuff coming in. There's so much negative shit out there. You know, even, you know, if you can listen to my podcast, great. It's called Lifetime Cashflow. You put in real estate, it's me or Bigger Pockets every day in the number one spot. So, you know, come check it out. But more importantly, stand guard at the door to your mind. Keep the negative shit out, okay? There's so much negativity. I mean, don't get me started on freaking politics between CNN and Fox. You know, I don't get the paper anymore. I had somebody tell me, my wife and I went to this black tie event. It's the only time all year I'll put a suit on. I told her that. But we made the paper and I didn't even know it. You know, this happened a few days ago. Somebody had to text me to tell me because I don't get the paper. It's too freaking negative. The point is, and there's so much good stuff like on YouTube and whatnot. So bring in the good stuff, guys. You want success, stand guard at the door to your mind.
That's right. Rod, man, so I started this before we hit the record here, and I'll kind of share some behind the scenes with the audience. Before we hit the record here, I told you I have done, this is episode 364. Half of those have been interviews, and I've never seen a background quite like yours. And then you said, well, hopefully it's never been, you know, something along the lines of, hopefully I can deliver on the content side. And I said, that comes naturally, brother. I've heard enough of your podcast episodes to know that you have completely over-delivered. And this is coming from somebody who has heard easily well over 100 of your episodes. The mindset ones, by the way, that you just plugged, those are my absolute favorite because they're bite-sized and they're so actionable. You know what I mean? Not just about making you feel good. It's about something that you can take and it can better your day. And if you stack those days upon each other, you're going to have a better life. So just
focus. Let your kids hear them. If you've got kids, let your kids hear them. I can't tell you how many people tell me, and I keep the F-bombs out of it and stuff, just on the eventuality that kids listen. And they're so powerful because, you know, you want to inspire your kids and inspire yourself. And you know, it's not my stuff. I mean, I research it and I study it, and I've studied, you know, high performance for decades. I got certified as a high performance coach a few years ago, but you know, being around Tony, like I said, I've done the event you're going to 16 freaking times because we are works in progress. We're always growing. Every time I go, I come back with new distinctions. Like I said, I could teach it, but guys, you know, I didn't go to college. I told you I went and made money but I go to workshops, and I've got literally hundreds of lanyards from the workshops that I've gone to because, again, learners are earners, and we're always improving ourselves. We're always trying to be better. And I've got a drawer full. That's my college. I literally have a drawer full of lanyards from all the events I've been to. And I take some pride in that because that's kind of like my college. But anyway, I digress.
Well, Rod, man, I want to, as we wind down here, I always end with one particular question, but I want to just take the time to recognize you publicly on this podcast for the person you've become. You've put in the blood, sweat, and tears for the value you provide to our industry through the podcast, through your events. Finally got the chance to meet you a couple of months ago. Now we're part of the same mastermind. So brother, it's a pleasure to connect with someone, and that person is what you expected them to be and even better. And so I really appreciate you giving so much and for the value you've provided on this particular podcast, whether you know it or not. And I think you do because you host a podcast yourself. This is going to resonate and impact a lot of people that listen to it. And so for that, I thank you and I appreciate you. So last question before we wrap this one up, and this has been one of the favorite ones for me. Rewind the clock 20, 25 years. What's the one piece of advice, whether it's business or personal, you can only pick one thing that you would share with the younger Rod Cleef?
Recognize that you're a gift from God and that there's nothing you cannot do, and that nobody else really cares that much. You have to believe in yourself and master whatever it is that you're going to go after, because with that mastery comes confidence and you can go conquer the friggin' world. Don't dabble, study. Learn everything you can about whatever vehicle you're going to use so that it builds that confidence. And by virtue of that competence, builds your confidence and then your ability to influence, and your unstoppable success is inevitable.
Powerful, powerful. One last time, where can people connect with you and subscribe to your podcast? Sure.
So guys, you are who you hang around with. Choose carefully. Your peer group is so important. I have a Facebook group for, if you're interested in multifamily at all, go there. There's no pitching allowed. It's called, and the direct link is multifamilycommunity.com. There's over 30,000 people. It's the largest multifamily group in the world on Facebook. So there's there. If you can come see me live, like I said, it's not a pitch fest. It's just me for 3 days. People rave about it. If you put in boot camp, when you go to my Facebook group, put in boot camp, you'll see what hundreds of people have said. But my website has tons of free content, videos. I have a YouTube channel. Like, I was blown away. It's 30,000 hours watched on it last year, but we're going to greatly exceed that this year. So, you know, if you Google me, if you go on iTunes, watch my podcast, I mention these things as well. But my website, rodcleef.com, probably has the most stuff. It's got all my videos, all my audios, all the books that I've written that you can get for free, a lot of free stuff, articles.
Rod Cleef. Thank you, brother. Thank you once again. And then, and also most importantly, thank you for taking the time to listen. You know, there's so many podcasts out there. And the fact that you've chosen to subscribe and listen to the Flip Empire Show, it blows me away. I'm just filled with gratitude for you, because without you, this show wouldn't exist. And it gives me the opportunity selfishly to connect with high level people like Rod. And so, man, I have a page of notes here. I know I've studied so much about goal setting, and I'm going to go through this process all over again because I've picked up a few things. So appreciate you, my friend.
Love it, brother. Thank you, man. Really enjoyed it. Looking forward to getting to know you even better, my friend.
Love it, man. We'll talk soon, Rod. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you guys in the next masterclass. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.